Nearly 2 weeks ago, Greg Jackson was among a group of protesters who showed up on the doorstep of CMPD headquarters. He lives in a neighborhood close to where Scott was shot. Retired CMPD Detective Gary McFadden came out to hear what the protesters had to say. He now works with police departments to improve their relations with the community and felt this was one way to go about it. 2 weeks later, the conversation is still going. We first hear from McFadden.
We had this wonderful, absolutely great argument for about an hour.
In front of the
police department. It was back and forth.
We were talking about what we wanted. He kept challenging us, like, well, do you know how to get it? Do you know what you're doing? Do you want justice? Do you know how to fight for it? And he was just breaking down how much we didn't know how to go about it and how to make it happen. And as soon as we realized, you know, you're right. You know, we don't really know where we need to go, who we need to go to, and how we need to go to them so they can understand where we're coming from. And that's all he's been showing us ever since last week.
What I always strive for is to have people to go into communities and preach what we need to do. You know, if you want accountability, do you know how to get accountability? If you want transparency, do you know it when you see it? Do you know what to ask for? So then people like Greg here now can say, well, let me teach you what to do and how to ask for it instead of just yelling and hollering and screaming. Because like I told him, you can yell and holler and scream all day. We don't hear you. We're inside the building. But if you sit down and get a phone number and some paper and let's talk about it, then you got somebody's attention.
I will say, I did think a lot of African-American police officers or officials and stuff like that, I wasn't always open to dialogue because where I'm from, it's not glorified, and that's just kind of the truth. So it comes to a point where you have to say, they went through a lot to get what they had to do. As African-American men, they had to do a lot to climb that chain because it's not easy. And that's just the realism of where we live at in America. So you have to salute them for making it there and then keep your open ear and say, all right, what are you trying to do? And I'm willing to help. How can I help? He has shown that he's so real and it keeps it going. It's like, oh, okay, you're just like me. All right, let's move. Let's go. And then he's saying, hey, you're not that different neither.
People ask, you know, what percentage are you black? What percentage are you blue? And actually, the sad part about it, in the African-American community, I get it even more. Everybody's saying, pick a side. Whose side are you on? Pick a side. You know, why can't I be on for the side of right and justice? When I show the guys what I'm doing on the other side, then they understand. I'm fighting for both sides, for justice and right. But if you do not sit down and let me talk to you about that, then you take your opinion and just run with it. But I can't stop you from doing that. I can't.
You know what, if I didn't meet him, you know what I've been at? I'll tell you right now, I would have been the city council, yelling at the councilwoman, yelling at the mayor, I would have been there yelling, not really making a point, doing the same thing, broken record. And he was able to change it. He was able to stop the record, wait, put on another one, put a different record on, because the record you got on, we done heard it already. You got to hit me with something I ain't hear yet. If you hit me with something I haven't heard yet, then I'ma pay attention now. So he changed my language, honestly. It's hard to make somebody agree to, hey, your man's wrong, and he shouldn't have did it, and he's wrong. But if you say, hey, did anybody know what TBI was? Why didn't you know what TBI was? Did anybody want to de-escalate the situation? Well, why didn't we de-escalate it right here?
That's Greg Jackson. He came to CMPD headquarters nearly 2 weeks ago to protest the shooting of Keith Scott. That's where he met retired CMPD detective Gary McFadden.